Hello, I'm Mike Horace with your WCMU Morning News Roundup for Thursday, October 22nd. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services is once again allowing in-person visits at nursing homes across the state. We have more from Rick Pluta.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer says cases across the state are increasing at an alarming rate, but her Health and Human Services Director, Robert Gordon, says the order only allows visits at facilities in counties deemed low risk. The home must also have no new COVID-19 cases reported within the past 2 weeks.
We are hopeful that we will see that indoor visiting can be done safely and that we could actually expand the scope and allow it in counties that have high levels of spread. But we really do take this 1 week at a time.
Gordon says the onset of winter will soon make outdoor visits impractical. At the same time, he says patients need human connections with loved ones. The plan includes considerations for physical contact, including when a patient is near death. I'm Rick Pluta.
Traverse City area public schools have announced a move to virtual instruction until Friday and possibly longer following a positive COVID-19 test. Dr. John Van Wagner is the superintendent of Traverse City area schools. He says currently the health department is working to contact trace and identify those who may have been in contact with the individual. Once the trace is complete, he says the school will assess if they have enough staff to return to in-person instruction.
You know, there's a reality we've been facing for years of shortages of people to be guest teachers. And with the realities of COVID, many of those people that have come to really want to serve our students have been, you know, not able to be out in environments such as that. So that even further narrows our group.
Alpena school officials also announced a move to remote learning, citing a staffing shortage. As the flu season approaches, experts continue to push for people to get vaccinated. Here's Gina Harris.
Experts say there will be 30% more flu vaccinations available this year compared to last. Lynn Sufton is with the Michigan Department of Health Human Services. She says the flu vaccine is more important than ever.
We know that we get the flu every year. We know that we have people having COVID-19 right now. And what we don't want to do is overload our hospital systems with individuals, hospitalized for these respiratory illnesses. So we are urging everyone to get their flu vaccine.
Sufton says the MDHHS is currently at 1 million doses. Their goal is to have over 4 million Michiganders vaccinated for the flu. Gina Harris, WCMU News.
The Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy is planning a new series of webinars to educate people on different invasive species that affect our state. Joanne Foreman is with EAGLE, and she says the webinars are aimed to be informative for anyone who might want to tune in or watch later.
What's exciting about this is that whether you're just learning about invasive species or whether you're researching in the field, there'll be an opportunity to talk with some of these folks who are actually doing the work here in Michigan.
Foreman says the first installment is scheduled for today. It will focus on grass carp. She says that more monthly installments are to come as well, and we'll have more information about these webinars on our website, radio.wcmu.org. Officials say October and November are peak times for deer collisions. Last year, Michigan saw more than 55,000 deer crashes involving cars. John Ross is with the Michigan State Police Office of Highway Safety Planning. He says crashes are increasing, especially in rural areas.
You know, there's more deer kind of living in the woods as opposed to in urban areas. You're going to have a lot more deer living where there aren't people, where there aren't offices and buildings and traffic. You know, some of the rural roads are paved 8-lane highways. So
Ross says it is always important to watch the road while you're driving. He also says don't veer for deer, but rather hit them head on. He says trying to swerve around them can cause even more problems. And he says if you do have a crash involving a deer, call 911. West Michigan philanthropist and entrepreneur Peter Secchia died yesterday at his home. He was 83 years old. Virginia Gordon reports he had recently contracted COVID-19.
Secchia was a heavyweight fundraiser for numerous Republican Party candidates over decades. He once served as the vice chair of the Republican National Committee. Sekia was close to the late President Gerald R. Ford. President George H.W. Bush named him as the U.S. ambassador to Italy. Sekia was a Michigan State University graduate. The headquarters for MSU's College of Human Medicine in Grand Rapids is named after him. A family spokeswoman says Sekia had been experiencing health issues for months. She says COVID-19 was a contributing factor in his death. I'm Virginia Gordon.
Last year, the people who live and work in Fishtown, that's in Leelanau County, began facing problems with high water levels for the first time in nearly two decades. This year, that issue continued with the added complication of COVID-19. Nick Westendorp reports.
Fishtown lays low, where the Leland River meets Lake Michigan. Last year, high water on the lake and the river began to cause flooding in many of the town's historic buildings. Some businesses have been able to be moved away from the bank in order to reduce the damage. Others haven't been so lucky. Maggie Mielzerik owns Leland Gal, a small retailer for art-inspired textiles and home goods. Her brick-and-mortar store in Fishtown became uninhabitable due to water level.
We realized that even though our shanty is across the path, we had a couple of days that the water came all the way in, and since we had to step down to get into our shanty, it doesn't come out.
Mielzerik says this year, the problem became even worse. There were more days early in the year when the store was flooded, and it began to develop mold. She says she was able to find a space for a daily pop-up store outdoors. Mielzerik says this year has been completely different than any other. Flooding caused problems, and perhaps surprisingly, COVID helped her survive.
We've been very lucky that a lot of people have told us that our shop is the only one they've come to because it is outside, and they feel safe shopping there. So we've been saved by this scenario, by these two shop owners that have let us be here. The 2020 season has been a good one.
In Fishtown, Mielzerik's story is an exception, not the rule.
Today is supposed to be Leland Heritage Celebration. That had to be canceled also.
That was Rick Lehman. He owns Reflections, an art shop in Fishtown. He says canceled festivals and events are part of the loss of sales businesses in town have experienced this year. He says every business in town was hit hard by COVID.
Because of the governor's restrictions, we had a 10-week late start, and that didn't help as far as sales or getting a little bit of money to invest into the rest of the season.
Lehman says the beginning of the season isn't usually their busiest time, but it is still an important part of the season for a tourist town. The bigger impacts, he says, were the canceled events and festivals in the area, which in most years brought in massive crowds. Crowds started to swell in the later parts of the season, but Lehman says this summer has not come close to usual in volume or revenue.
This is what I put my sales receipts in after I make a sale. Usually by mid-August or early August, I have to take this out and put it someplace else to make room for more receipts. This is the entire year.
Lehman's business has been in Fishtown for more than 20 years, but that isn't the case for everyone. Compass Paper Company just opened in July, right in the middle of the COVID-19 epidemic. Sarah Hartman does retail at the store. She says it's been a bit intimidating being part of a brand new business in a tourist town with everything that's going on. But she says there's optimism for the future.
The other shops around here have been super helpful with us, like telling us, like, hey, this year sales have been pretty bad, but look forward to the other years, giving us numbers of how it's going to be. Sales around here have been like 60% lower than what they normally would be. So that gives us a good picture of what the following year should be.
For many businesses in Fishtown, there's a sentiment of we'll get through this, whether it be waiting for the high water cycle to recede or waiting out the pandemic. Nick Westendorp, WCMU News.
And that is your morning news roundup from WCMU for Thursday, the 22nd day of October, 2020. I'm Mike Horace. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk again tomorrow.